Oh yeah, I'm glad. You know, I got here. You know, I'm glad I didn't miss any practices, and you know, it's great to be back with the team and getting back to work.
What were you doing the last 3 days while they were up here on the field? What were you doing?
Really, I was just talking to my agent. You know, I hired him for a reason, and you know, he did a great job getting this deal done. And you know, I'm really happy that it got done and when it got done. You know, and I didn't have to miss anything. So you know, I'm happy to be here and happy to get to work.
Were you here in Kansas City?
No, I wasn't.
As you started to see other first-round picks, you know, get knocked out, were you starting to say, hey, what about me? I'm getting a little antsy here.
Yeah, I mean, really, in the end, you know, their picks don't have anything to do with mine. And, you know, it's a matter of my own. And, you know, I have a great agent to work with, and I'm really glad how everything went. But, you know, I'm pretty sure most everybody got signed, and, you know, everybody's getting to work now.
What was the holdup?
You know, just a couple of things. My agent, you know, really, that's why I hire an agent, for a reason. You know, I can't negotiate these deals on my own, and, you know, I wouldn't really know where to start, you know, but I hired him for a reason, and he did a great job. Like I said, I'm just glad to be here now.
How do you feel like your first day went?
Did you make it clear to him that you wanted to be here today? You didn't want to miss when the full team was here?
No, I just wanted to, you know, get the deal done. You know, obviously there's a little negotiating that needs to happen, and I told him, you know, I want to get here as soon as possible and you know, get to work. You know, I didn't really want to miss anything, but you know, at the same time, you need to, you know, take care of yourself, and you know, make sure everything's set.
Eric, on the business side of this, what'd you learn about football, the NFL?
That there is a business side. You know, coming from college, it's like, you know, the other part of it's school, and then when you get here, the other part of it's business. And you know, so it's definitely a business, but, you know, it's a game when all the business is taken care of, and it's a game I love.
The other rookies were here for a few days. Did you feel a step behind, or did you pick it up from the OTAs?
No, I mean, back home I've been training. I've been preparing myself for whenever I did get here, and, you know, I'm here now. That's all that matters, and, you know, I just jumped in there and felt like, you know, knocked a little rust off real quick and, you know, got back at it.
What have you been doing specifically to make the switch from left?
Really, it's just, you know, getting in your stance repetitively, and, you know, you need to, you know, eventually it comes like second nature, you know, and it'll feel, you know, even still, you know, it's a transition, you know, my body's so used to the left side, but, you know, getting through this training camp, it shouldn't be a problem.
The first step, still an issue at all?
The first step was never really an issue. It's more like your muscles need to adjust, and you know, so a couple things are off here and there, and but you know, every day I feel better.
What else?
What did you think of the atmosphere? I mean, the fans were cheering when you came out.
Yeah, it's definitely a new atmosphere for me coming out of a MAC school. You know, we almost had as many people here as we had at our games. but yeah, it's pretty cool being a lineman and hearing your name. You know, people calling out your name and, you know, wanting your autograph, because, you know, that's not always the case as a college lineman. But you know, it's a good feeling. You know, it's great to have their support and hear them out here.
Anything you do anything over the last 4 or 5 weeks in between OTAs and that? Did you have a good summer?
Yeah, you know, just you know, try to enjoy the time you have off, because now it's time to get back to work. Not really at all. I stayed home, you know, worked with my mom, you know, at her house a little bit, and, you know, just you know, enjoyed myself. But, you know, at the same time, I was working, I was lifting weights and conditioning and just getting ready for the season.
Eric, how did it work? Were you like in Michigan and they just sent a jet for you, or how's that work, man? How did you get down here so quickly?
I actually drove down here, and you know,
from where?
From Detroit.
Really?
Yeah, it was a long drive, but, you know, it's...
Overnight drive?
Yeah, I actually left the other night. You know, I got a hotel on the way down and, you know, just waited to get the call to come to camp.
Did you just roll and solo like in a Motel 6 halfway between here?
Pretty much. I'm a really simple guy, and, you know, so it's not a big deal for me, but, you know, try to stay off the radar a little bit.
Where'd you stop at?
I was in Iowa. I don't even know the name of the town. I was, you know, halfway on the way here, I got a little tired, so got a hotel.